I might need to just check that it's working. So can you see it's recording?
Yeah. Fine.
So okay. I'll just hold it there so it will catch your voice. Okay. So if you can introduce yourself and just talk about how, kind of what brought you through to 70s
Doors. Well, my name's Marilyn Kehoe. My first experience of Centre 70 was about 14 years ago when I needed some debt advice. I was in a bit of a bad place and I came here for some help and they helped me. Later on, shortly after that actually, a friend of mine said they needed a volunteer here, something for the evening surgery, so I decided to come along, and she thought it would help me because I was in a bit of a, I was out of work at the time and I hadn't sort of locked myself away of it, so it would help me sort of come out myself again and speak to people again, which I did. I came here for the Monday evening and started volunteering on reception, and realised there was lots of other people out there that needed help as well, so we were all sort of had something in common and could relate and empathise, and I enjoyed that, and it did get me out and about, and I did that every Monday for some time, for about 3 years, and then a job opportunity came up at Centre 70, which I applied for. Unfortunately, I didn't get it, but much later on, people left and the vacancy became available again, so I decided to go for it, and I've been here ever since, really, and just found that they really helped me. I mean, the advisors here have been brilliant and really helped me get out of a bad place. I'm able to look forward, and also being here, seeing that other people have those similar issues, or not everything's sort of perfect for everybody. It was nice to be able to empower them with some information that I'd learned during the time that I'd been volunteering here. I found that very empowering to be able to give that knowledge to other people and tell them not to worry, and you know, when they come in a state, just not to panic, and that there was sort of light at the end of the tunnel, and there were people here that could give some support and help, and
brilliant. I'm just going to check that's recorded. And then
babbling, then, I babble too much. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now you're an information worker, I think is the title, but
yes.
Can you explain a little bit then about that role and what it's like to be on reception?
Okay, it's very interesting. Every day is different. You never know what sort of inquiries are going to come in through the door, so it can be quite sort of varied and busy. Speaking to lots of people, trying to reassure lots of people. But because we're on the front line, we sort of get the initial any homeless inquiry or somebody's being evicted, and they can come in and be very, very upset in a lot of instances, and we can try and sort of calm the situation. The idea of being an information officer is that we can give some immediate information at the desk, or at least reassurance. If we can't help, we can certainly signpost to the right organisations. So it's just like a triage service, really, finding out, trying to get as much information from the client as possible, and then be able to sort of action and point in the right direction, and hopefully book them an appointment and get some advice, and take the urgency out of the main issue when they first come in, and hopefully make them feel better.
Brilliant. And can you, what do you think makes Centre 70 special or different?
I think there's lots of issues. I've got a fantastic staff and management. Very supportive. We all support each other. Everyone has empathy for situations going on with housing, debt and benefit issues that are consistent within the community. So I think we all have the same, we're all on the same page. We're all aiming for the same thing. So it's a great community to work in, and it's a nice place to work. It's a great place to work.
And whilst I've got you here, maybe can you just introduce what the Monday Clinic is all about?
Yeah, the Monday Clinic is a legal clinic that's run by volunteer solicitors. It's a free service to the local Lambeth community. So they deal with issues, anything from consumer to housing issues such as boundaries and fences, mainly consumer, but we also deal with some family issues where people have come in with you know, families that have split up and need further advice with regards to accessing their children, all those kind of services that surround that. But that's also a support system for, we have quite a lot of our local elderly clients that come in, so they can get some free advice, we can help write a letter for them. And I think they find that very a very useful service. It's our website is reduced. I was just going to say, our team's reduced immensely. Yeah.
And so that's about needing to recruit more.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Pamela Cumberbatch. I'm the CEO of